All right, I'm trying to contain my fangirlness because the best smelling man I've ever hugged at U.S. Cellular Coliseum is on the phone. And it happened last year during the Shall We Dance on Ice event. I had the privilege of coming near the amazing dancer and this year's host, Maxim, who you know from Dancing with the Stars. And he's on the phone with us today. Hello, lovely.
I don't know if I can live up to this introduction.
Honestly. I was going to say, what an introduction, yeah.
Right now I just have to smell amazing for the rest of my life.
You are just an awesome hugger and an all-around amazing guy. And I apologize that I was one of about 500 women who really wanted to touch you when you came to Bloomington, and yet you're brave enough to come back.
No, I had a great time then. I'm sure it's going to be an amazing time again. It was a very close-knit type of family of these skaters that I knew of but never was really that close with before. So, you know, thanks to Meryl, I'm now part of this clique, if you will, and of course I'll come back. We had a great time.
Andy had the privilege of talking to Meryl the other day about the Shall We Dance on Ice tour coming back for one night only, December 12th at the Coliseum. Tickets are on sale now.
We fly around, both Meryl and I are pretty busy, and we find time to get together for things of this nature. You know, she partakes in my show, Sway, and, you know, I do things that she asked me for, like this one. I just love being part of anything that she's part of. You know, we have this amazing friendship. We try to...
You guys keep denying that you're dating, and I'm really not believing you anymore.
Well, we're not. We're dating other people, so that's already so far in the past.
All right, Max, who are you dating now? You can't gloss over that and not expect me to ask.
Yeah, we're dating other people. Who?
Yeah, who gets the benefit of your good-smelling hugs?
Peter Murgatroyd. Peter is one of the dancers from Dancing with the Stars. Yeah.
I didn't realize the two of you were actually in love. Congratulations. Are things serious?
Yeah, I think so.
And how long has this been going on? I feel like your mother, like I'm asking all
and
of these questions.
Completely switched to a different topic. Been going on for a long time. We have a great relationship, and we had an amazing time on the show with Meryl, and you know, all the rumors and everything else aside, it's been great since then. You know, we've done a lot of projects together.
Is there any chance that PETA will be able to join you at Shall We Dance on Ice, or will she be busy with a show you're no longer a part of on ABC television?
Yes, no, she's a few seasons left of Dancing with the Stars that she needs to contractually obligate it to, but...
You're not going to be on that show at all this year?
I'm not on the show at all. Oh. No, my contract is done. We had a great run. Contrary to what people may think, I have an amazing relationship with the production. We do work together in some instances here and there. I'm kind of like an unofficial consultant on certain things, and I like it that way. You know, my brother is on it. He's a reigning champ. You know, like I said, you know, my Peter is still there. I have a lot of friends on that show that are, you know, doing amazing things, and I'm rooting for everybody. I'm rooting for the show itself. I think it's an amazing entity for dancing. It brought us to a giant light that we wouldn't have probably had otherwise.
All right, Andy's got an important question for you, Max.
Yes.
All right, I noticed that you had a tattoo on your side. Is that right? Yeah, what is that of?
Andy just got his first tattoo yesterday morning, his very first ever tattoo. We did it live on the radio, and then he noticed your tattoo and couldn't figure out the meaning.
What was the tattoo?
Mine's just song lyrics on my arm.
Right, so you opted out for something that's not painful, and
it was his first one!
It was my first one, man.
Well,
come
this
on.
Was my first one, too, and I went straight to the most painful spot. I wanted to make sure that this was a... lesson taught type of thing, and if I am to ever get another one, it would have to be really, really something that I really want, because it was so painful, and it was 8 hours of excruciating pain. It hurts a lot.
What is it of, Max? What's the tattoo of?
I had, tattoo in my family is a giant taboo. Giant. I mean, we're talking, you know, mom didn't speak to us for a couple of weeks when Val and I got it. So Val got his own, I got my own. But because of that, it had to have a lot of meaning, and it had to have a lot of personal things in it. And that's exactly what it is. There's a lot of my family little things here and there. I drew it myself, a lot of meaningful subjects like the water, the time, the mechanical movement of a sand clock and all of that. But the best part about it is that it's big, but I don't see it from the front, and it kind of covered up with my arm, so I don't realize actually a lot of times how big it is.
When you come to Bloomington for Shall We Dance on Ice, which we'll show again on ABC television on another day, we get the one and only live show here at U.S. Cellular Coliseum. Tickets on sale through Ticketmaster and the box office right now. Would you mind if we took a picture of your tattoo? Andy will take your shirt off, and I'll hold you still while we bring in the cameras of 20 or 3,500 odd people.
You just want me to take my shirt off. Maybe I could just host, you know, I'll just host in a bow tie and pants, and that's pretty much it. I mean,
with Velcro on the sides.
A little bit of a different show that way, but, you know.
You would make a lot of people happy.
You have no idea how many fans you have here, Max. We're excited to have you back. We're excited to keep in touch with you. All of the skaters, all of the dancers, we can't wait. It was a privilege to see the show last year, and we're all going to come back this year along with even more people than ever before. Thank you for joining us today on WB&Q. If you haven't noticed, we love you.
Thanks for having me, and like I said, I had an amazing reception last year, and that was one of the biggest reasons why I said yes to this one. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a lot of fun.